Our guests in the cafe this morning, we have two of them, Walt Davis and Krista Rasko, and they are with the First Presbyterian Church in Commerce. Krista is the pastor of First Presbyterian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you all have an event coming up, not really an event, but a week-long camp, the Summer Creative Art and Music Camp, also called SCAMP, and the camp is for children in first through sixth grade. And this will be Monday, July 25th. To the 29th. That's the second year, Walt, that you've done this?
That's right. We had a really successful time last year, and so we're going to start again with a new theme. This year it's going to be Tree of Blessing, and our camp is going to be focused on the idea of a blessing. What is a blessing? Who's been a blessing to you? Can you be a blessing to someone else? And around that, we'll wrap a lot of music and art for kids between the ages of, well, between the grades of first grade and sixth grade.
Krista, the theme of Tree of Blessing, we all need to be a bit more grateful, don't we, don't you think?
Yes, we do, and there's a lot to be grateful for here in Commerce, Texas.
Yeah, so you're doing this through art and music. This is, as we said, the second year that you've had the camp. Are you doing it differently in some way this year than what you did last year, even though it was very successful last year?
The pattern will be pretty much the same. The day starts with singing. We'll actually have a camp choir, and Kim Nolan will be running that for us. And then that's followed by breakout sessions. There'll be one on rhythm instruments. There'll be one on art, visual art. And there'll be another on movement. And interestingly, one of the people helping with that is a student, a music student, who's also a Zumba teacher. So this should be pretty exciting for the kids. And then we reconvene. We have another singing before lunch. Lunch is provided by the women of the church. So it's a complete day, 9 to 12:30.
Let's run through some of the folks that are going to be involved in this. I know a lot of these are people that people in the Commerce area and nearby will know. So, Krista, you want to run through some of those names?
Well, Toni Deaton will be leading music, and she has been, she recently is retired organist at the church. She had been there 25 years and pretty active at our church. Bettina Savana is a retired teacher, but I think she's getting back into the field. She'll be helping out. Micah Kraka, David Estrada, both two students who sing in our choir for the last couple of years, and we've really enjoyed their presence. And I will pass it on to...
Well, we'll team teach the art class, and Deborah Lytle, who's a well-known art teacher here and portrait painter, is going to be the anchor for that activity, and that should be fun.
And then Kim Nolan is the other name. You may have mentioned Kim, I think
yes,
you did.
She's in charge of the artistic part of this. She's our artistic director, we call her. She's a graduating student from the university in music education, so she knows her stuff.
We're talking with Walt Davis and Krista Rasko with the First Presbyterian Church in Commerce, coming up the Summer Creative Art and Music Camp for Kids, July 25th. To the 29th. How many kids did you have last year?
We had 28 last year. We're shooting for 30 this year.
Is there any fee involved in this?
There is a fee.
Yeah.
It's very low. It's $20. We want to keep this affordable, but there are also scholarships available
for
those who might need them.
I see. Good. Krista, talk a little bit about the philosophy of the church. First Presbyterian's involved in a lot of community-oriented things for the betterment of the community.
Well, this particular camp came out of a program, a self-assessment program called New Beginnings, and it comes from our national church, but it helped us realize our passions and our talents and how they connect to the needs of the community. And so we have a lot of artists and musicians, but also the passion for serving the community. One of the things the church helps host is the food pantry. It's a community food pantry held there on Thursdays from 2 to 4 to help the community and their needs.
Walt Davis and the Reverend Krista Rasco with the First Presbyterian Church. So the deadline for this is right up until almost the day that the camp begins, and folks but should be right now signing up.
Yes.
And maybe 30 or so is the number that you think you'll be able to handle.
That's right. We're already halfway there, so there are only a few slots left, so it's good to register early, and that's easy to do. Call the church, 903-886-3783, or you can go to our website, which is fpc-commerce.com, and you can click on a link there and sign up online.
Okay, Walt Davis and Krista Rasco, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again this morning.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.